Our other French composer on this program is Louise Farenc. She was born in Paris in 1804, a half century before Chaminade. She was renowned as a pianist, composer, teacher, and scholar, and she, like Chaminade, married her publisher. The fact that the two most renowned women composers in France in the 19th century married their publisher does give one pause for thought. Were there other talented, unpublished composers? In any case, Louise Farenc's contribution to music was significant. She attained prominence as a composer in a society whose women musicians were mostly performers, and in a cultural environment which valued only theater and salon music. She was a descendant of a long line of royal artists, including several women painters, and displayed artistic and musical talent of a high order at a very early age. By mid-adolescence, she had developed into a pianist of professional caliber and showed great promise as a composer. At 15, she began training in composition and orchestration with Antoine Reicha at the Paris Conservatoire. When she was 17, she married Aristide Farenc, a music publisher and former flautist. 4 years later, her piano music began to be published. Here is what Robert Schumann said about her Air Russe Varié. "So sure in outline, so logical in development, that one must fall under their charm, especially since a subtle aroma of romanticism hovers over them." Her 30 etudes in all the major and minor keys became a piano classic and were adopted as required study for all piano classes at the Paris Conservatoire. Despite the limited audience for instrumental music in opera-dominated Paris, Farenc's chamber music established her reputation among critics and the cognoscenti. Her Nanette, which premiered at the with the legendary Joseph Joachim playing violin, catapulted her to near celebrity. In 1842, Farenc was appointed professor of piano at the Conservatoire, a post she would hold for 30 years, the only woman musician at the Conservatoire in the 19th century to hold a permanent chair of this rank and importance. Farenc virtually abandoned composition after the death of her daughter, who was a rising star of a pianist before becoming ill in her 20s and who died when she was 32. After that, Farenc became caught up in her husband's passion for research into early music. He compiled Les Trésors de Pianistes, a 23-volume anthology of harpsichord and piano music from a repertory encompassing 300 years. Inspired by her husband's enthusiasm, Louise Farenc immersed herself in the task of compiling and editing the anthology, initially in collaboration with her husband and, after his death in 1865, as sole editor. The insights she gained into early music performance style made her an expert in the field. In addition to her compositional legacy, Farenc is now recognized as a pioneering scholar of early keyboard music and a forerunner of the French musical renaissance of the 1870s. Farenc composed two quintets for the combination of piano, violin, cello, and double bass, one after the other. We're going to hear the second quintet, Opus 30. The premiere in 1840 took place at one of the weekly matinees held during the concert season at a small concert hall adjoining the Farenc Publishing House. First, Louise Farenc played Beethoven's Piano Sonata, Opus 109. Then the Farenc's daughter, Victorine, accompanied a violin sonata of Beethoven, and finally the piano quintet was performed. The critic called it a remarkable work and said its composer ranks with the best of this discipline. Let's listen to this performance of Louise Farenc's quintet for violin, viola, violoncello, and double bass, number 2 in E major, opus 31, performed by the Linos Ensemble.